The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Ron Gallegos has policymaking experience in municipal government from his time serving on City Council, the Planning Long Range Commission, the Library Board, EDAL Board of Directors. He sat on the council that built the Rec Center and expanded the Museum and Senior Center, among other projects. He has broad experience in the organizations that set policy for cities on a wider level. Ron was elected to the Board of Directors for the National League of Cities, Colorado Municipal League and the Hispanic Locally Elected Officials. He participates in his community. He's been the president of the Neighbor Group Leaders and the Shores WA. Ron has been on the board of the Jazz Festival, the Firehouse Art Gallery and the Longmont Artists Guild. He's volunteered for the Red Cross, Boy Scouts and the United Way. Ron has worked in the private sector for large and small corporations as a project and process manager and owned his own company for 18 years in the commercial and residential mortgage business, as well as being a consultant, the kind of experience that is sorely missing on our city present and past councils. Ron is a visionary for what can be done with economic development. He advocates mixed-use development in commercial sites that are underutilized. He wants to make improvements to out transportation system to facilitate developing our downtown to encourage restaurants, art galleries and other attractions to get more out of town money spent in Longmont. We are located within easy driving distance of Rocky Mountain National Park and Estes Park, but we are not getting those tourist dollars. He is in favor of the proposed Performing Arts Center and a convention center that would be the economic driver to support both entities. Ron is an advocate for Ward 3. He sees it as underserved in terms of recreation, library facilities and police presence. A high-rise development on the east side of the Garden Acre ball fields would accommodate a recreation center, a branch library, meeting rooms and a neighborhood auditorium on a smaller footprint. Ron listens to his constituents, they are his neighbors. He believes if he is elected that he should be responsive to their concerns and advocate for their needs and desires.